Min kyrie
eleison, kyrie eleison, kyrie eleison. Te
shlire flogison.
Master, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who set thy standing on the disciple and all the apostles, many profound righteous men have desired to see things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, bless all your life, for they see and your ears, for they hear, may we be brought to your act according to the Holy Gospel through the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember also our Master and all those who have better than us. Still remember them in our supplication, which we offer upon to you, Lord our God. Those who are even asleep, repose them. Those who have sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with us all, amen. A reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing be with us all, amen. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves. And he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
Amen. Make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us daily bread. So Kyrie, Irene Paul.